Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover the biggest moment in the history of bonus depreciation, Section 13201 of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Congress signed this law on December 22, 2017. It brought 100% bonus depreciation back, and it expanded the rules in ways that changed who could benefit from a cost segregation study. Let me walk you through what this law did. First, the rate. For qualified property acquired after September 27, 2017 and placed in service before January 1, 2023, the bonus rate is 100%. That means you can deduct the full cost of qualifying short-life property in year 1. Not 50%, not 80%, 100%. For a cost segregation study, that is the maximum possible benefit. Every dollar of reclassified 5-year, 7-year, or 15-year property is a dollar of first-year deduction. No tail, no remaining basis spreading out over years, all of it now. If your study identifies $400,000 of short-life components and a property placed in service between late 2017 and the end of 2022, that entire $400,000 could be deducted in year 1 at a 37% tax rate. That is $148,000 of tax savings in the first year alone. Second, the used property expansion. Before this law, bonus depreciation only applied to property where you were the first one to put it to use. New property only. That rule shut out a huge group, buyers of existing commercial real estate. If you bought a building that had been around for 30 years, you could not claim bonus depreciation on it, no matter what a cost seg study found. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act changed that. It expanded Section 168K to include certain used property, specifically, property that was not used by you or a predecessor and that had not previously been depreciated by a member of your tax family. Under that rule, when you bought an existing building, the short-life components identified in a cost seg study became bonus eligible. That opened a massive new market for cost segregation studies. Existing building buyers, not just developers, could now get the full first-year benefit. Third, the phase down. The 100% rate did not last forever. The law set a specific schedule for the years after 2022, 80% for property placed in service in 2023, 60% in 2024, 40% in 2025, 20% in 2026, and 0 after that. Congress also added two new elections under Section 168, K7 and K10. These let taxpayers opt out of bonus for specific asset classes or make other adjustments. Not every taxpayer wants 100% bonus in every year. The elections gave flexibility. Note, the One Big Beautiful Budget Act, signed in 2025, restored permanent 100% bonus for property placed in service after January 19, 2025. For cost segregation studies, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is the peak. The combination of 100% bonus, expanded eligibility to use property, and a 5-year window made this the most impactful depreciation law in a generation. Studies done for properties placed in service from late 2017 through 2022 delivered first-year deductions that were often multiple times larger than studies done under the 50% rules. If you bought or built a commercial property during that window and did a cost segregation study, this law is the authority behind the largest deductions in your schedule. It is cited in every study we prepared for that period. Even now, during the phase-down years, Section 13201 still governs. The rate is lower, but the framework is the same. The bonus is still meaningful, and a cost seg study still makes sense. That is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Section 13201. 100% bonus for a 5-year window. Use property eligible. A phase down built into the law, and the authority behind the most powerful first-year deductions in the history of cost segregation. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this law applies to your specific property and placed in service year, check the authority library in your report.